T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This morning's weather knocked over a couple of mobile homes in Parker County and injured at least 2 people. KRLD's Ellen Skaya has the update.
Parker County Emergency Services responded to one mobile home blown over a few miles north of Mineral Wells outside the town of Witt. They say crews rescued 3 people there who had been trapped. Then about 10 minutes later, they were called to a second mobile home blown over about 10 miles away outside Poolville. In that case, 2 people were injured but should be okay. Emergency services says an issue their crews dealt with was debris in the roads, saying they had to clear branches and power lines in some areas. They also had to shut down Highway 199 near the Parker-Wise County line for downed power lines. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And on days like today, when it rains, people in West Dallas say they expect severe flooding. It's been a problem in the area for generations, but a new pump station is supposed to help. The city broke ground on the project yesterday. Councilman Omar Narvarez says the pump station is desperately needed in that part of the city.
It is scary when they see the waters rising and my phone is ringing off the hook, 911, 311, because they're scared because they've lived through it.
The project will cost about $350 million. It's part of the city's flood risk management plan through the Dallas Floodway Project. It should be complete by late 2025. A federal appeals court is backing the Waxahachie School District and the police department over the way it handled an autistic student 4 years ago. KRLD's LP Phillips has the story.
The student was a third grader and diagnosed with autism. For that reason, he was put in a special education class and put on a special learning path. But there were problems. The student was disruptive, throwing chairs and a phone at teachers, once causing an injury. That required a visit from police when the student could not be controlled, and it took 2 officers to put the child in handcuffs for restraint until his mother could pick him up. The legal dispute is over the education the child received that year, despite the disruptions. The parents say there was not a proper education plan. The school district and a hearing officer said the child did make academic progress. A federal judge dismissed the complaint and a separate suit against the police department over the cuffing. The Fifth Circuit says the judge got it right. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
One of the 2 formerly conjoined twins separated at Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth is home. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
5-month-old Jamie Lynn Finley was discharged from Cook Children's Medical Center yesterday. She and her twin sister, Amy Lynn, were born last October, conjoined at the chest and sharing a liver. They were separated 2 months ago in an 11-hour surgery. It was Cook Children's first ever separation of conjoined twins. The girl's father, James Finley, says Jamie Lynn is making incredible progress.
She's a little ahead. She's ready to bounce. Stand up.
Amy Lynn's recovery has been a little slower, and thus she will remain at Cook Children's for at least another few weeks. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A nice win for the Stars last night at home over Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins.
With some speed, Roope Hintz shoots and scores! A Roope Hintz bobblehead all night. He gives the Stars a 1-0 lead.
You heard right. Roope Hintz got his own bobblehead and the first goal of the game. The Stars went on to win it 3-2.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.